Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to my grotto.
Hello, Santa Al. I love your grotto, but I'm not going to come and sit on your knee. You do know that.
Oh, thank God. I don't think I could take the weight.
I was going to say, that's probably a good thing, really. How are you, mate?
I'm all right, mate. I was going to say long time no see, but it's actually a grand total of about a week, isn't it, since we were together?
A week tomorrow, indeed. Yes, for the first time since August, we had a day at a client, but really, we've pretty much run this business for a year as of Saturday, which is when we set it up, without really seeing each other since March.
Exactly. Hey-ho. It's been a miracle. A Christmas miracle.
A Christmas miracle. A bit like me, as you can see.
Unfortunately, yes, I can see.
Hey, listen, let's be honest. It's been the first year that we've been in business together. I've enjoyed it, first and foremost, despite the challenges that we've had along the way with the pandemic. What about yourself?
I think tolerate's probably the better word. No, I'm joking. I've absolutely enjoyed it. Yeah, it's been a pleasure. It's been great fun. We've been through a journey of, this sounds really, really cliche, but a journey of discovery.
And I was going to use the same word. And actually, that's one of the things we've done with a lot of clients, isn't it, really, as well? So
absolutely, I think that's been probably the funnest part of the year, is spending time with our clients and helping them understand what they're doing. And why.
Yeah, so it's quite. I think a lot of them have been sensible and taken the downtime in recruitment to actually look at how they recruit better, and I think we'll see a lot of good transformations, a lot of new input technology coming out of this for those companies that have taken that opportunity.
It's interesting, isn't it? Much of the year has been you're either falling into. Well, it's two buckets, really. There's not many who've got the middle ground. People are either being crazy, insanely busy, they're thinking of the retailers, the Tesco's of this world, or the other end of the scale where recruitment has dried up entirely. But actually, I think at both ends, you know, beyond the stress and worry that comes with not being very busy, but assuming they can see the light further down the line, then it is an opportunity to start to look at how you can do things better, how you can improve your experience for everybody, your candidates, your recruiters, your hiring managers. So it's probably
in a roundabout sort of way. Brought something forward or given people the opportunity to do something that they should have been doing. Yeah. Should have been doing anyway. But it is what it is. But people have taken the opportunity, and it's good that they have.
But without being unrealistic, you know, there are some people who've had a really tough time, haven't we? We've seen so many redundancies and so many layoffs. Yeah. And again, without trying to be a downer at this time, this is a time of joy, as they say.
Yes.
But it's, you know, I think we've got to reflect on that. There's some people who are really still in a very tough place.
I think when we did the podcast challenge way back in April and May, I think it was, that's the thing, every month seems to have merged into one. When we did the podcast challenge, we did the 31 in 31 days or whatever it was. We had Sam Smith from Kelly OCG come on, and it was one of my favourite podcasts that we did, as I think we said earlier in the year. But she said something that I think still resonates, and it was that, you know, everyone says we're all in this together, we're all in the same boat. And she said, no, actually, we're not in the same boat. We're in the same storm, but we've all got very different boats with different powered engines. And she went into this really, really nice analogy, and I think that's still very, very true. Like you say, you know, there are some people who've come out there that they maybe lost their job, they've got new jobs, great, absolutely delighted for them. There's other people who haven't got that second step and are probably dreading Christmas to a certain extent.
Absolutely.
And we really should take as much time as we can to offer our support to those people.
Yeah, on the flip side of that, certainly over the last 6 weeks or so, it's really put a smile on my face to see so many people on LinkedIn seem to be picking up new jobs. It's at almost every hour there's an announcement that so-and-so has joined, so-and-so as their TA manager, their HR manager, their L&D manager, whatever it might be, and at whatever level. But it's, that warms the old cockles, as they say.
It does indeed, And it has been across the whole HR spectrum as well, which is reassuring. You know, we would assume that most companies would have looked at the L&D piece and said, okay, we need to retrain our people to do more of the work that we have in the business. But it's been good to see that there are a lot of recruitment people getting back into roles, be that junior admin or actually quite a lot of senior sort of leadership roles, I think I've seen over the last few weeks. So that's That's reassuring, most definitely. I think I've also, and I don't know if it's just me, noticed this. I've seen a growth in the number of RPOs who are taking on people at the
Yeah.
moment, and I don't know if that's again companies looking to de-risk recruitment and outsource to an RPO that has the ability to scale up and down better. But I don't know if that's something you've seen as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But look, listen, for those that are in-house and dyed in the wool in-house and don't fancy the world of RPOs, I think it's worth remembering these things are relatively cyclical. We've been here in the past, and eventually the things kind of balance out. There'll be enough pure in-house roles for people. There'll be enough RPO work for those looking to do that. And actually, some of the hardest hit agency recruiters, I think they're starting to see the tide is turning as well.
No, 100% agree. I think it's just the market generally is shifting, and obviously with the vaccine now being rolled out, hopefully that will continue as we go into the new year, and more people are able to go back to as normal-ish a life as they had before.
And dare I mention it, it's kind of been pushed under the rug a little bit over the last 9 months or so. But we do have the impending Brexit. I mentioned it. I've said it.
You mentioned the B word.
Yeah, be interested to see how that lands. We're quite lucky that we've done some international work this year. It's not all been UK focused, but that next year, assuming that carries on, that in itself presents some challenges to us. It's a little bit easier because we're a service industry. But actually, how's it going to impact the UK specifically? What do you
I
think?
think I think for us, talking about ourselves and companies like us that are service driven, I think there's going to be a bigger challenge around data and the flow of
Yeah.
data from the EU into the UK and back out. I guess it's companies that are in sort of logistics or where there's some sort of hard movement of some form of goods or services. I think that's where the challenge is going to come, and industries like the hospitality and to a certain lesser extent, but to a certain extent retail, that have relied on many of the European countries to provide them with actually very, very good staff.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be some challenges for those sectors, which is a real shame because obviously those are the sectors that have really been hit by the pandemic. So it'd be interesting to see what happens in those sectors, definitely.
Yeah, I think either way, 2021 will be unlike any other year. Not quite to the same level as the pandemic year, the year we're currently in, but I think it will be again a very interesting year, particularly for the UK and Europe and the change that's going there. But even actually further afield in the US, they're in theory having a change of president.
Maybe. Maybe, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But I'm guessing for the US, international relationships will change. Markets will respond in some way. Could be positive, could be negative. Let's hope it's positive. But the culture there and the political sphere, so to speak, will be very different with a quite a different leader to Trump in Biden.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's going to be a telling 6 weeks with both Brexit and what's going on in the US. 20th of Jan, I think, is the key date in the US, if I remember rightly. And it'd be interesting to see if all of this has been cleared up over there by that point in time. And when I say all of this, I mean obviously the US presidential election and what has come out of it afterwards. Brexit's not going to impact that final decision and the pandemic, etc. That's obviously something very different, but certainly, yeah, it's going to be interesting on the 20th of January, most
Yeah,
definitely.
absolutely. So I think all in all, an interesting year to look forward to. A weird year that we're finally getting to the end of. But I think I'd speak on behalf of us both to say, we're so grateful that we've managed to get through this year with the support of our
100%.
clients, on the other side, of our subscribers on Chat Talent, all of the authors, podcast guests, webinar guests, everybody who's supported both the Udder brand and the Chat Talent brand, and of course the Udder Network. They've been so supportive of us through the last
Brilliant.
12
Yeah,
months or so.
brilliant.
It's
And
been fantastic. I'm so
jumping on
grateful.
some of the webinars and things. There are so many people that have enabled us to get here in a relatively comfortable, is probably the right word, relatively comfortable state, and ready to go next year. We had our strategy meeting last week, and I'm really excited about some of the things we discussed there and some of the plans we've got. So watch out 2021. We're coming for you.
Well, running away from 2020, but we're coming towards 2021 really quickly.
Absolutely. 100%, most definitely. But it will be what it will be. How quickly we get back to some semblance of normality, I don't know. But I think it's something we're going to be living with for a little while yet. But I think we just have to be adaptive and flexible.
And on that note, shall we say a big thanks and Merry Christmas to everyone?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Where do you want to start?
You mean we're going to list them? We can't list them. It would take forever.
Starting with A.
Alan. Merry Christmas, Alan.
Merry Christmas, Alan. Oh, actually, before we do that, there is one other person we should really mention, of course, who in the midst of a pandemic joined us as our first ever employee. And that's Ellen, our brilliant digital marketer. So thank you for all your hard work this year, Ellen. Christmas to you. Enjoy the draft. She'll know what we mean. But yeah, I mean, I guess ultimately all of our clients, friends, people who we're going to work with in the future, people we've worked with in the past, the whole world at large. Anyone else you want to add?
Maybe our wives,
yes. Yeah. Our wives, yes, indeed. Our wives.
An important one to mention.
We should mention them because they have been hugely supportive this year.
Patient.
To the both of us. Patient. Yeah, I think I've become a patient a couple of times this year, but that's another story. But absolutely. I guess a happy Christmas to everyone. I hope it's as good as it can be and that 2021 is the year that 2020 should have been. I think that's really all we can say, isn't it?
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a lovely Christmas and a great new year. See you next year.
Yeah. Bye.